Hello, welcome back to the EcoTalk podcast. My name is Gianna.
I'm Angela.
So I think me and Angela are very excited to talk about this topic. It's definitely overdue, literally, because we were meant to try to record this podcast last week, so we're a little late. When we think of climate crisis, environmental problem, oftentimes we don't look at fashion. Hint, hint. In today's day and age, we very much live in a shopping-oriented world, which is pretty crazy. The average American in 1980s only bought 12 new articles of clothing every year. So just like try to think about the last time you went shopping, which it's pretty crazy. So a lot of times we get pushed into this shopping culture and we don't really think about what we actually need. And so today we're going to be talking more about it and also talk about the truth about fast fashion.
We have a total of 6 sections to talk about, and hopefully this episode will teach you on how to shop intentionally and make you more aware of what we wear and how it affects the environment. Because did you know a single t-shirt can like take up gallons of water? Start out with, what is fast fashion and how is it destructive to the world? Do you want to start, Gianna?
Sure. For most people, it's just not on our radar where we're thinking about fast fashion. Essentially, if you look in your closet, let's see what brands you have. So you might see some Gap, Old Navy, Forever 21, Zara, H&M. Also, you might even have some online clothing like Shein and Fashion Nova. So all of these brands are fast fashion. Essentially, fast fashion is spawned due to customer demands. So you generally, they look trendy. It's trendy clothing that fast fashion brands like Zara steal from the runway and basically make knockoffs at a very fast rate. Basically, it also exploits millions of innocent workers, including children. So it's also inflicting child labor, which is really sad, and it's causing a lot of deaths. So even though you might think, oh, fashion, whatever, clothing, shopping, it's not a big problem, you really have to look at the big scale of it called fast fashion, because obviously they're fast. They have a quick response. And the thing is, what's crazy is you might be thinking, you can't just like create something that someone else has created. Isn't that illegal? The sad thing is it's not illegal, which is because essentially they're knockoffs. You're not copying it, but you're creating knockoffs, if that makes sense, which I think is kind of stupid, to be honest.
Yeah, fast fashion really is created to keep up with the trends, which, you know, go in and out, and sometimes even the old trends from like the 90s are popular now. And so when these trends like go out of date, you'll just have these untrendy clothes sitting in your closet. And my fashion tip is to just buy clothes that you like and not just buy it because it's trendy, because it's more sustainable and you're just wearing what you like and not just doing it because society pressures you to wear it.
All of those clothes end up being waste and they go to landfills, because the thing is, those clothes aren't gonna last.
I remember when I used to shop at Forever 21 often, I would always like check their website constantly, and they always would have new arrivals, and I was like, this is why I love Forever 21. They have new clothes every week. It's amazing. But yeah, Now that I know about it, on how unethical it is and how they treat their workers. And
when you're shopping, you're not thinking, who made this? When you say, oh, it's made in Bangladesh, you're like, oh, that's cool. But you have to look at the bigger picture. And not to mention, since they make all these clothes at a fast rate, they're not making it out of high quality stuff. They're not making it out of organic wool or cotton. They're making it out of plastic, microplastics that are gonna go, that are just gonna rot, and you're gonna wear them out within a month. And so then that entices you to buy again. So now you're like, I don't fit into this anymore. Let me buy more. They're not meant to last. They're meant to look trendy.
Yeah, adding on, I want to add to two more points. Well, first of all, you also really want to research what fabrics are the best. For example, there are some fabrics like the vegan leather that is actually not sustainable because it is made out of microplastics. So if you think that you're buying a good fabric, think twice. And also my second point is, we were just talking about how Forever 21 is so unethical, and I don't want you to throw away all the Forever 21 clothes you already have, because that's, and buying more, because that's just unsustainable. Even though if it's from a Forever 21 and you already have it, keep it and use it to the maximum, because if you go out and buy more of a more sustainable brand, it's still unsustainable because you already have the clothes that you need.
Keep your clothing as long as possible. It can lessen the amount of carbon emissions because you're not having to get more clothing. So you're being able to renew your clothing, essentially. And then something that Angela said was how you can be tricked to thinking, oh, this says vegan, this says sustainable. Don't always be tricked by that, because you really want to make sure you're doing your research. Watched a short video about how when tags say made out of recycled material on the back of clothing, I used to think like, oh, that means that this t-shirt was made out of recycled materials. That actually means that the tag was made out of recycled materials. Only the tag, which I think is so ludicrous. It's kind of one of those, you just feel so bamboozled.
Yeah, that's why you also want to check for certifications often. Some popular ones are the Global Organic Textile Standard and the Better Cotton Initiative. You can find these probably on the clothing brand's website. So if you want to make sure that you're really buying sustainable, check for certifications.
Fast fashion is also very accommodatable because it's cheaper, right?
Not everyone has to completely stop fast fashion, but just be more mindful as a shopper. Something you can do is use your clothes to the fullest and try to keep them longer. Ultimately, we want to shop less and make use of what we have. That way we can still employ the people who need fast fashion as an income, but also be more mindful and help the environment.
Try new ways to style it. What you can do is, fast fashion requires a lot of cheap labor from places called sweatshops. So if you're like, what's a sweatshop? A sweatshop is basically factories where probably about millions or thousands of workers are employed with very low wages for long hours and under very poor conditions.
However, these workers needed this for income, so it's a hard dilemma.
In Bangladesh, they make about $33 a month for their hard labor. That is barely enough for basic living expenses. And then fast fashion is also the top three most polluting industry. And this is because lots of resources are being used to create fast fashion. Like Angela mentioned earlier, 700 gallons of water are used to create a single t-shirt. Think about if you had 700 gallons of those like milk cartons and put that into a single t-shirt. And then since 1990, more than 400 workers have died. Workers are also exposed to a lot of dangerous chemicals because, like we mentioned, they're made with a lot of microplastics. And so it exerts toxic chemicals that can enter in our skin and harm workers and also pollute water.
Most of the pollution now is because of these clothing. Also, most of the clothing goes in landfill. People throw away 70 pounds of clothing every year, which all goes into landfills. It's almost as bad as like wasting things like, let's say, food. It's very bad. Also, most of this, jeans are like one of the things that take up a lot of CO2. Also a lot of water, like Gianna explained, is used for creating a t-shirt, jackets, all these things. Also, the chemicals that that they use are dumped into rivers, causing sickness to people and kids. It also ruins animals, so also the animal population. So, like, the key to this thing is you just try to buy things from more reliable brands and keep them for as long as you can.
Yeah, very good.
I think we should talk about which places that we should buy from and places to avoid, like, brands that are fast fashion, and also on, like, some tips on how to be more eco-friendly when it comes to fashion.
Sorry, I just wanted to say, I forgot to say this in the intro. Can we just talk about how Angela's fashion game is, like, just next level? I'm so sorry I literally just interrupted you mid-sentence, but Angela's fashion game is next level, and it's all sustainable. So I just want to say that Angela is a very credible source in terms of fashion.
Oh, thank you. You can't see me right now, but I'm smiling really wide.
Back to fast fashion brand.
Romwe, Shein, Fashion Nova, Brandy Melville, Princess Polly, Zara, Gap, H&M, and the list goes on and on and on. And so the alternative to buying this is buying slow fashion. Slow fashion is fashion made at a more slower pace, as you can tell from the title, and also keeping the earth in mind and keeping
workers in mind.
And honestly, a lot of times I see those not to hate, but I see a lot of those kind of lifestyle YouTubers, and they're just talking about, like, look at my $1,000 shopping spree to, I don't know, Shein.
It's important that we educate about this and also promote more eco-friendly brands and eco-friendly living.
Yeah, and speaking of YouTubers, like Gianna said, there are some YouTubers out there that are unethical and keep buying and buying and buying clothes. There are also YouTubers that that promote ethical fashion. For example, My Green Closet and Sustainably Shelby. They all promote sustainable fashion, and their videos are also really enjoyable, so you guys should definitely check them out. They're really great.
Said you can also upcycle your clothing, which is something that I've started to get more into, and it's really fun. So, like, in my free time, sometimes I like paint an old pair of pants that I guess, because fashion is also very important because it's like self-expression. So a lot of people like it because self-expression. I know I do too. Like, I really love to express myself. And one of those ways is customizing your own clothing. So if you have something old that kind of you just don't wear as much, because I definitely have a lot of pieces of clothing, like, I don't know, some old pants that I just don't wear, and I just don't get that same, like, satisfaction out of, you can upcycle it. You can maybe turn it into, I don't know, short, or you can turn it, or you can paint on it. I mean, like, if you see me going to up school with, like, some colorful pants with, I don't know, I know I have, like, a pair of pants where I painted, like, mountains on them and flowers. I also painted, like, fire on one. Yeah, it's kind of starting to get at one of...
Yeah, those pants are fire.
Yeah, I call them my fire pants.
Upcycling your clothing really can be turned into a hobby, and if you grow out of it, you, for example, there are some tutorials on YouTube that you can turn your pants, your jean pants, into a denim skirt. I've tried before, but that didn't go so well. But it really, you can probably find a talent in even doing this, and it's even good for the earth. Yes, do not buy clothes for only single-use outfits. I used to be guilty of that, and I'm pretty sure I still am, and I don't even notice. And it's, I guess you can compare it to single-use plastics, that we want to recycle our plastics so that it is used to the maximum. And it's the same thing for clothes. You want to use your clothes to the maximum. That's how you shop less.
Hashtag maximum effort. Yeah. Like, shopping less is probably the easiest thing you can do. I'm trying to think of other things to say, but I think especially when clothes are in our closet, like I already said, they have less value. And so you can try to think of, like, looking. I try to do this more, and it's actually really fun. Like, try on, like, clothes you haven't, like, worn in a while, and renew the value and of it. And it's really fun. You can also try to restyle it, or, like we said, like, revamp it. Obviously, if you're like, I need new clothing, I've been wearing this shirt for, I don't know, 3 months, then you should indulge. But otherwise, try to appreciate the clothes you have. And this is why it's important to get clothes you really like, because it's going to last. You'll get more value out of a shirt you like.
Yeah, I'd like to add on to that. Since we are, I go to an art school, leotards are also something that are not eco-friendly. Try, because a lot of leotards are synthetic. Try not to get those, because those are made of microplastics. Try to get cotton leotards, because those are more sustainable, because they're made out of cotton, which is a plant, over synthetic. Synthetic leotards are made of microplastics, really bad, produces lots of extra pollution into the environment. Also choose canvas ballet shoes over leather ones, because then again, canvas is more sustainable than leather is. It takes less chemicals to produce, so that's just a really helpful tip next time you go out shopping for dance clothes.
Yeah, an inventory of what you really already have, because you can, like, find some hidden gems even in your own closet, which is pretty fun. And yeah, now moving on to what I've been waiting for, which is talking about thrifting. Thrifting is a great way to support small businesses, and there's often, like, a stigma about how at thrift stores you're getting basically someone's, like, leftovers, like the scraps or junk of someone else. But I think instead of thinking of like it like that, you are repurposing that clothing and finding it a new home. You're putting that piece of clothing on life support. You're continuing its lifespan, which I think is a funny way to think of it, but yeah. And fulfilling, because it's like because there's more hidden gems. You're not getting one style, you're getting every style, which is very helpful for, like, self-expression.
And you can always find out if a brand really is eco-friendly by going on this website called Good On You, and you can search up this brand, and it will tell you how ethical it is, and it even gives it a rating. And if you, like, are searching for new clothes and thrifting is not really an option, you can go for that and probably find the most sustainable fast fashion brand, because there are some fast fashion brands that are trying to be sustainable, like H&M. But, I mean, it's a start.
Important thing about thrifting is to make sure you don't get carried away.
However, whenever you can, it's important to try to go secondhand, whether it's hand-me-downs or thrifting, because you're basically being able to reuse that clothing, and it's stopping the production of more clothing. You can even find thrift stores online like ThredUp, Depop, and Poshmark. Some of my favorite stores are Freestock Clothing, Eco Thrift, Upscale Thrift, Old Gold, etc. And so you can always do your own research as well.
Now, there are some cons of thrifting. Because it's been getting more trendy, sometimes the prices are raised, and this isn't good for low-income households. And so this is an actual concern and something to acknowledge. We're just going to put some key takeaways. So, Angela, want to take it away?
Yes, to shop intentionally, make the maximum out of the clothing you have. Don't overconsume, and spend your money wisely. Also, check what materials that you're buying in your clothes, for there are some really unique materials out there. For example, I found these shorts in Target that I bought the other day that I needed, that were made out of a percentage of plastic bottles for the pockets, and I think that was amazing. And so I was able to get that sustainable option. And so these things are really out there. You can look for it and you'll find them.
Yeah, so you you look out for organic fibers and fabrics like cotton, organic cotton, wool, etc. So these are plants and they're less harmful. And also, something that I think we often get sucked into is just shopping because we're bored. So make sure you avoid that. Don't shop because you're bored, and also don't buy into the culture. But most of all, do what you can. And so don't feel bad if you shop at Forever 21 because maybe it's convenient, because or Zara. But maybe you can still be ethical by keeping those clothes and making the best use out of them. So that's just some things to be mindful. And also, never judge other people because of their clothing choices. So never be like, what? That's so untrendy. I don't even know. I don't even get how people judge people on their clothing. But don't do it.
You should also keep in mind that anything you buy will have a footprint, so nothing is perfect, and don't keep that mindset, because as long as you just shop less, you will have less of a footprint. But don't be too pressured with buying perfectly.
If you know what endorphins are, which comes from working out, Utils is what is like happiness that comes from clothing. Now, with that being said, I want to end it here by just saying, stay informed and also inform other people. So not everyone has to be perfect, but it's important to just be mindful when you're shopping. And with this information, I've been trying to be more mindful as well when I have to shop for something, because me and Angela have portfolio coming up and promotion coming up, actually, which is basically a big event, and so we have to dress professional. So we're trying to find eco-friendly methods that work for us. And so everyone has their own style and their own way of expressing themselves ethically. So yeah, with that being said, thank you so much for tuning into this podcast. Hey, try to thrift. Catch my drift?
Sure.